It's Lights, Camera, Jackson. This is the LCJ Q&A podcast. You can also read these interviews at animationscoop.com. For fans of the X-Men animated series from the 90s, guess what? This animation style is back with X-Men 97. The new series premieres Wednesday, March 20th on Disney+. Joining me, supervising producer and head director, Jake Castorena. Hey, Jake.
How's it going? Nice to be here.
Great to have you. Congratulations on this. And man, you have been a part of so many animated superhero projects with TMNT and Batman and the Justice League and Scooby-Doo. How does it feel to add the X-Men to your superhero list?
Honestly, man, I get to feel like I'm playing with all my toys. I get to have my toys and play with them too. It's been awesome. I was just actually having a conversation about this yesterday, just about the retrospective the IPs that I have gotten a privilege to work on and be a part of. And I mean, come on, man, being on X-Men, not only is it just X-Men, but it's that X-Men show, right? That's been awesome. That's been humbling. That's been awesome. It's been exciting. It's been tiring. It's been passionate. It's been a myriad of things, man. But what I can say is that I'm nothing short of grateful.
And people always have their favorite of something. It's like, well, I grew up with the Gene Wilder Willy Wonka or the Johnny Depp Willy Wonka or now the Timothy Chalamet Willy Wonka. And now when it comes to X-Men, what do you think it is that people love about this incarnation of these X-Men characters and why they're going to respond so well to this new version with them?
One of the things that I've been saying in association with the show, it is fresh but familiar. It is a fresh show, right? But it is a familiar show. It is based on and in tandem with the OG show. We are a spiritual successor. We are a revival. We are not a reboot. We are a continuation. So to get to be in that and I hopefully what this show does is it will help people revert back to the OG show too. It'll introduce them to those, and ideally it'll help them come back to this show. You know, one will help the other. And that was the whole point. That was the whole vibe, the visual aesthetic, the tones, the themes, everything about this show should help you be able to go into the OG show or help you go from the OG show to this. And it should feel like one cohesive thing.
Yeah. Professor X has died. How did you want to show the gang grieving and also trying to move on and face the foes that they do?
Well, luckily, a lot of the story and the Bible story Bible stuff and just overall where Marvel Studios wanted this show to go was already thought of before I got a brother was brought on board. Thankfully, my job was to take the parameters and try to expand the sandbox or try to figure out where those parameters of that sandbox really were for, you know, visuals and whatnot. But as far as those tones, that's been in script and that's been in there from day one from writer Bo DeMeo, who wanted to approach the X-Men in that, you know, in a post Xavier world, you know, cause that's where we just saw them. And to be quite honest, as a fan, as a kid who grew up with that's what I've been yearning for 30 years. Is like, what happens? And so that right there, like what happens, that being the premise of the show and where to start from, how can you not want to do that? And I'm grateful that that's what the decisions, I'm grateful for those decisions that were made well before I got bored.
Right. And you've got the action, you've got the drama. I mean, in the second episode, we won't get into spoilers, but there are scenes at a hospital that I thought were pretty intense, just as intense as what you would see in a big fight scene. So you put a lot of focus on that, which I think is going to resonate with a lot of people.
Yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate shout out to director, you know, Chase Conley and storyboard team for the second episode. You know, that's just it, right? Choreography can have so many different words. It doesn't just mean dance. It doesn't just mean fight. Choreography is also how you place characters, that the emotional weight, the inner cutting, the when do we cut to this? When do we cut back to this? When do we cut to that emotional close-up? When do we pull out the sound? You know, when do we bring in the sound? When do we have somebody's dialogue over everything? You know, it's again, that's all planned, that's all thought out. You know, it starts from day one, from script to being able to board, to get to animatics, to kind of zhuzh and figure it out, you know, as we go, refix, you know, spaces and places, and actually this beat would go better here, you know, or this beat actually works better here now. That's it. So it's a team effort. you do need to have a grand vision. You do need to have a goal, but at the end of the day, like it requires all of us. you know, to make sure it comes across, and not just with action, like as you said, but also, you know, it's the emotional action, right? You know, not just fisticuffs, but the heart, the drama, you know, the melodrama, the love triangles, that all has choreography to it as well.
Yeah. X-Men 97 premieres March 20 on Disney Plus. Jake Castorena is here with me on the LCJ Q&A podcast. Who is the X-Men character you would most want to play basketball with?
I want to say Wolverine or Gambit, but to play against them, but I would want Storm on my team.
Yeah.
Because Wolverine and Gambit would probably just murder the ball. And I would ask Storm to kind of help me with my three pointer, just give a little wind.
Yes. That makes a lot of sense. Obviously the show is called X-Men 97. In 1997, Disney released a couple big animated movies, Hercules and the Beauty and the Beast Enchanted Christmas. Do you happen to remember in 1997 where your love of animation and or comic books was?
Man, that's asking me a question that was from 700 years ago at this point. Yeah. No. What I can remember, wow, 97. How old was I in 97? I was 10. Yeah. So 10 years old. Yeah. I was definitely obviously watching the show. I was playing a lot of video games. I was reading a lot of the Jim Lee run. I started getting into the Jim Lee run a little later, which is ironic because that I was, you know, we were out at the time it was coming out. It was hype. But growing up the poor kid, I got my comic books and my movies from my local library. So I was at the mercy, right? My local library had a spinner rack and trade paperbacks. So I was always at the mercy of what my library had. So I was introduced. Then what I followed around the time was like the Dave Cockrum run, you know, Giant Size X-Men. I got into a lot of X-Force, X-Factor, because they had individual issues. So like I was a little backwards in how things were. Like, man, I saw Empire before I saw Star Wars. Like, that's just how I was as a kid. Things were just backwards. So it's hard for me to remember exactly what I was into, but I do remember when I saw that the Jim Lee splash, the multi-covered pages, the one cover that was multi-covers. I remember seeing that for the first time. I'm getting goosebumps right now because I remember going, what is that? Like, so number one. What? And so yeah, I got into it a little, that run a little later, around that time I was probably reading a lot of the older Golden Age or Silver Age stuff because that's what I had at the time.
Right. Yeah, you support your local libraries. I want to squeeze in one last 30 second quick thing. Kelsey Grammer, one of the great voice actors of all time, obviously plays Beast. We saw the end of the Marvels. Any chance he comes in and does a multiversal as the Beast?
Look, what I can say is I love what they're doing in the MCU, right? I look forward to having, you know, why just have one candy? Why not have all the candy? So give us all the X-Men anywhere how you can. But at the end of the day, look, we are our own thing. The X-Men animated series was the MCU before the MCU became the MCU, right? And to that, look, it would be great to have multiple beasts in the sandbox, but right now, the MCU, they get Kelsey Grammer, and we absolutely love and appreciate George Buza. That's who we got. So, yeah.
You got him right there. Jake Castorena, thanks for being here today talking X-Men 97 with me here on the LCJ Q&A podcast.